Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 8th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 50 years ago, today in 1974, American baseball player Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record, which had stood since 1935. Aaron's record was then broken by Barry Bonds in 2007. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect surf in the Thai to waist-high range early Monday, building slightly with a north-northwest wind rebuild. We should have clean conditions Tuesday, but smaller with a north-northwest and small south-southwest swell mix. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until noon. After that, it's looking pretty choppy. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 3.5 foot incoming tide, when the east-southeast swell is 4.5 feet at 8 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 5 feet just before 9:30 a.m. with a 0 foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 48 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:14 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 61 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 52 and wind of 10 to 15 mile per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday starts sunny and breezy with a high near 67 and northeast wind of 5 to 15 mile per hour. Wednesday and Thursday remain sunny with highs around 66 and calm wind with patchy fog overnight. Friday sees partly sunny skies and cools down slightly to a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this week, Oceanside will start testing for its beach replenishment project, aiming to combat erosion by finding suitable sand offshore. Core samples from 30 sites will be analyzed for potential dredging. The initiative follows a study recommending sand sourcing to protect the beaches. Despite concerns over regional sand distribution, the city pursued innovative solutions, leading to the selection of the Living Speed Bumps Plan from International Coastal Management. This plan involves constructing headlands and an artificial reef to slow erosion, supplemented by high-quality sand dredging. Funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, Oceanside seeks to prepare the project by 2026 for further grant opportunities, despite facing significant construction costs. Now on to sports. In our March Madness update, the NCAA Men's National Championship game is set to be a clash of titans, with number one seeds Purdue and UConn facing off. UConn enters as 6-point favorites. Purdue reaches its first championship game since 1969 after defeating NC State while UConn overcame Alabama to vie for the title. The game's pivotal figure is Purdue's Sack 80, whose performance could significantly influence the outcome. On UConn's side, Donovan Klingon's defense against Edey will be critical. Both teams have showcased strong offensive capabilities throughout the season. And the game is predicted to be a high-scoring affair, with UConn narrowly edging out Purdue. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Giants, 3-2. And in the NBA, the Lakers at home lost to the Timberwolves, 127-117. And the Clippers on the road beat the Cavs, 120-118. Tonight, the Padres return home to take on the Cubs. In top news, in honor of Monday morning, let's debunk some coffee myths because it's not the villain it's often made out to be. Contrary to common beliefs, caffeine addiction poses minimal health and social risks, making the term the addiction perhaps too severe for coffee enthusiasts. Coffee isn't dehydrating as previously thought. Moderate consumption balances out its diuretic effects. It won't sober you up if you're drunk, though, nor does darker roast mean more caffeine. Actually, lighter roasts might have slightly more due to bean density changes during roasting. Most compellingly, coffee isn't harmful in moderation. In fact, it's associated with reduced risks of several diseases, making it a beneficial part of many diets, provided intake is moderate and mindful of added sugars. In business news, Bitcoin's fourth halving is imminent, set to reduce the mining reward from 6.25 to 3.125 Bitcoins, slashing the inflation rate from 1.8% to just under 1%. This halving impacts the supply-demand balance, potentially influencing Bitcoin's market value. The process, integral to Bitcoin's design, ensures a predictable, fixed supply, contrasting with national currencies controlled by political forces. While it may pressure miners, especially smaller ones, by reducing revenue, it also offers an opportunity for efficiency improvements and market share gains among those prepared with newer machinery. Historically, halvings have been followed by price increases, though predicting short-term movements remains speculative. With growing institutional adoption and an increase in non-trading Bitcoin, the market dynamics are evolving. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just over $69,000. Ethereum is at $3,400. And Solana is $177. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Avnos, a Los Angeles-based startup, is pioneering a new technology in Bakersfield, California, that could revolutionize environmental efforts by extracting carbon dioxide and water from the air. This hybrid direct air capture system not only aims to reduce atmospheric CO2, but also produces water, offering a solution to drought conditions. Funded by both the Department of Energy and private investments, Avnos's innovation seeks to lower the energy requirements of carbon capture while creating a sustainable water source. As the climate crisis intensifies, technologies like Avnos's offer a glimpse into the potential for significant impact through carbon capture and water production, addressing two critical environmental challenges simultaneously. And in entertainment news, Danny McBride, known for his role as Red in Pineapple Express, noted his enthusiasm for a sequel during GQ's Most Iconic Characters series. Despite the original becoming a cult classic, McBride mentioned that the possibility of a sequel feels unlikely due to timing. The film, which premiered in 2008, was a hit, grossing over $100 million. However, Seth Rogen revealed that a sequel pitch was rejected by Sony, possibly due to budget concerns. Rogen speculated they might have requested too much money for Sony's comfort. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Hank Aaron. And Hammer and Hank said, "My motto was always to keep swinging. Whether I was in a slump or feeling badly or having trouble off the field, the only thing to do was keep swinging." Wise words, Hammer. Wise words. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.